The ninth gateway, illuminate your shadow. As an infant, you were pure potential, full and whole, open and authentic, yielding and powerful, good and bad, disciplined and spontaneous, a container of possibilities. In growing up, you disowned parts of your being that conflicted with emerging values. Creating false self-images, you became this, but not that. Hidden opposites will have their day. It's what you don't see that can hurt you. By redeeming your shadow, you become whole again and real. Releasing energy once bound in defense of self-image, you find new energy, understanding, humility, and compassion. Now we come to a place on the path to everyday enlightenment, to the ninth gateway called Illuminate Your Shadow. This is an arena more puzzling and mysterious to many of us than the other gateways. Those of us who studied psychology and Carl Jung, we know something about the shadow, but not exactly what it is or how it manifests in our life or why it's important enough to be one of the 12 gateways. Let's do a brief assessment to help you start to consider this issue of your shadow. If someone offends or criticizes you, do you automatically defend yourself? How many times have you stolen or lied? Are you certain it's only that many? Do you sometimes feel resentful when it seems that you give more than you receive? Do you have some resentments about the mistakes your parents made? Do you do more for your spouse or partner than they do for you? Do you know yourself? Do you have good qualities? Do you also have bad qualities? I'm not using these in a sense of judgments on yourself, but more objectively, positive or negative qualities, ones that are more functional and less functional, kind, unkind, and so on. Name the two or three traits or behaviors of people, of other people, that bother you the most. Is there a part of you that might like to behave that way, at least some of the time? I want to read a quote by a man named Harry Palmer. From the time of the ancient Brahmins of India, through the Greek and Roman civilizations, up to the modern deans of the human potential movement, one doctrine, though worded differently, has remained unchanged. It weaves its way in and out of every spiritual practice, every philosophy, and every self-help program. It is, know thyself. Henry David Thoreau said, I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could learn what I had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. Before we can be ourselves, we have to know ourselves. When we were babies, we were whole. Most of us find babies charming, very young children. One reason we find them charming is because they're so authentic. They're real. What you see is what you get. Their emotions are right out there. No pretense, spontaneous, uninhibited. But in the process of growing up and being socialized, we became self-conscious and we developed values, different values, therefore different shadows. There were parts of us that we rejected, that we began to disown, cut off from ourselves, and say, that's not me, I'm not like that. The shadow is not the dark side as in Darth Vader. The shadow are simply qualities, behaviors, traits, potentials we have said, that's not part of me. For example, someone who grows up with liberal parents or in a pacifist household, they may grow up saying, I'm only good, moral, and peaceful. These kind of people scare me a little bit. I don't know about you. I'm wondering if next week they're going to be up on a clock tower somewhere sniping. You know, these serial killers, they always look back and they say, you know, they were so quiet. They were always so quiet. Someone who grows up in the inner city, in a gang, their shadow might be, I'm only tough. I'm not vulnerable, sensitive. Because that's weak. So we have different shadows. And in not owning our shadow, not becoming whole, and having, in being partial, this personality that's this but not that, we end up cutting off a lot of our power and our creativity. That's why we want to own our shadow. Because when you begin to